Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our continued coverage of CUNA's Marketing and Business Development Council Conference and in one of the more entertaining sessions of the morning, which was entitled Booze, Branding, and Business Development. We had a panel of distilleries, breweries, but folks from that industry providing some insight on how they market to their audiences and folks can take that and bring it into the credit union industry. Some really cool insights. And in this particular clip, they talk about what other organizations hit it out of the park as far as marketing goes, and some really interesting responses here from the panel, so check it out.
Marketers and folks that are passionate about a brand, I think it's fun to look out in the world and make those judgments about who's doing it really well. So Sean, from your perspective, what's a brand that you think really knocks it out of the park? And I'm gonna tell you, you can't say your own brand in this case.
Right?
Yeah.
Only if my boss is on the phone, then I say that. I think for me, the brand that I think is always an impressive one because they're so good at storytelling is Nike. Mm-hmm. When you look at just kind of over the course of the last 30 or 40 years, like their ability to just continually kind of bring that idea of athletic achievement kind of being, you know, this idea of overcoming the odds and just finding new ways to make that relevant again and again is pretty damn impressive. Certainly I look at their ability to do that and to adapt to kind of the changing landscape of the world. You know, they used to do that through the big TV campaigns when the media world was in a, you know, much more traditional place. And now they do that through social media and just kind of the much more dynamic way that media exists today. And so that's pretty impressive of how they do that. And having known some of the people there, what's interesting about kind of the marketers that they look for, they don't tend to look for, you know, the MBA types. They look for people who kind of have, some kind of connection to athletics. But even more broadly than that, just kind of culturally, they have some kind of connection and they kind of understand what motivates people. But they tend to avoid the kind of MBA traditional marketing types and look for those people who can really tell stories. So that's certainly a brand that jumps to mind.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'm with you. The true storytelling is the power that we have. And I think credit union marketers have an opportunity to continue to elevate that story. Chase, what about you? What are your favorite brands that really knocks it out of the park?
I don't have a personal social media page, but I see things on the business page. And I follow anybody that follows us just out of respect. But I try to follow all sorts of distilleries and breweries just to see what kind of cool stuff's going on out there that I don't know about, because I'm pretty novice at this industry. But I would say for me, I really love seeing something from a brewery company on the East Coast called Burley Oak. I'm sure those other two people, the other two gentlemen, have heard of them. I think it's really cool seeing, I think they call it lacto-fermented or... I don't know what they call it, but lactose maybe. But they use real fruit, and it looks delicious. I've never tried it, but I want to someday.
I think Burley Oak.
Oh yeah, everything I see on social media, I see a lot of really cool stuff as far as marketing goes. But for some reason, Burley Oak. Every time I see their colorful beers, I don't see that in any breweries for the most part. I don't know if it's new or what, but every time I see it, it just makes my eyes go, "Oh wow, that's really neat." And then for the distilling industry, there's some of the best bourbon I've ever tried from out of state is Kings County out of New York. They've got some really delicious, amazing bourbon. And then there's one that I haven't tried, but I really love their posts. It's almost like Burley Oak. They always get me. Their posts are always something new and unique. They're always using different fresh fruits and vegetables in different mashes. It's always something different. They've got hundreds of them. It's called Matchbook Distilling. They're out of New York as well. I look forward to going out and checking them out. But those two companies, Burley Oak and Matchbook Distilling, their posts for some reason just get me.
Awesome. We're all going to have a new adult beverage to try this weekend. Awesome. Dave, what about for you? What's one of your favorite brands?
Yeah, you know, I would say Tito's Handmade Vodka. You know, that is that's a brand that 10 years ago was almost non-existent out of Austin, Texas. You know, to your point, it absolutely is. And it's priced, you know, it's priced reasonably, but has a premium image. And they really created that really by leveraging the airline industry. For a while, that was the vodka you can get in an airplane. And they did it they gave it away to the airline industry in order to get there and get that sampling, but they really drove that sampling. And you know, so you fast forward 10 years, today, the number one selling SKU in all of distilled spirits in the United States is Tito's 1.5 liter bottle. Do you know what the number two brand is? Number two SKU? Tito's 750 ml bottle. That is amazing. And that's a privately owned company.
I buy Tito's all the time. I love it.
Yeah, and they did it that way, and it's still a privately owned company, and they kick the asses of every single large conglomerate, Diageo, whoever, Constellation. It's amazing.
That's super impressive. Well, and the other thing that they've done so well is, I think, on the engagement side from a community perspective, right? They really do care deeply about what they can give back. Yeah, which I think is such a great connection to people that want to buy from brands that are caring about who they serve and how they can support communities. So it's interesting.
Thank you very much for that information, and stay tuned for more coverage of CUNA's Marketing and Business Development Council Conference here on CU Broadcast.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union
and CUNA Mutual Group.